AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for the second time in less than a week. He renewed pledges of American support.
You know our deep commitment to Israel's right, indeed its obligation, to defend itself and to defend its people. And in that, you have and will always have the support of the United States.
More than a million people are out of their homes in Gaza ahead of what is expected to be an Israeli ground offensive. There are worries it could set off a deeper humanitarian crisis. The AP's Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem reports it's still tense in Israel.
Israel continues to come under heavy rocket fire from militants in the Gaza Strip. People are running to shelters. Southern Israel remains very tense. The entire country remains tense and in shock over this attack by Hamas militants.
Supplies of food and water are running low in Gaza. Hamas has urged people to stay in their homes. President Biden may travel to the Middle East. He canceled a trip to Colorado to stay at the White House. John Alterman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
They're talking potentially about Thursday. It's certainly possible the Israelis could delay ground operations till after Thursday.
It's rare for presidential travel, which is meticulously planned for security and logistical purposes, to be called off at the last minute. Authorities say a 71-year-old Illinois man has been charged with a hate crime, accused of the fatal stabbing of a young boy and seriously wounding a woman because of their Islamic faith and the Israel-Hamas war. A federal prosecutor pressed the judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case in Washington to impose a gag order aimed at reining in the former president's statements against likely witnesses. The driver of a semi-trailer truck was killed when a train derailed and a bridge collapsed, spewing coal and mangled train cars across a highway near Pueblo, Colorado. This is AP News. Are sharks a threat to humans in California?
A man told police he was surfing at Lindemar Beach off the California coast south of San Francisco when something bit his leg. He couldn't see what bit him, and he couldn't confirm that it was a shark, say police, though emergency responders had gotten reports that a shark had bitten somebody. The man was hospitalized with injuries that were not life-threatening. This about 2 weeks after a swimmer was reported missing near Point Reyes National Seashore, northwest of San Francisco Bay, where witnesses reported seeing a shark in the water. That man has yet to be found. The Coast Guard has said it cannot confirm whether the swimmer's disappearance was related to a shark attack. I'm Rita Foley.
Baseball's first female general manager, Kim Ng, says she's leaving the Miami Marlins. The team says it wanted Ng back, but she declined her mutual option. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.